Chapter 3. Baby is stolen. They had tried being beautiful, and they had tried being rich, but these things had not made them happy. At breakfast the next morning, the children tried to talk seriously about their next wish, but Baby was being naughty. He climbed out of his high chair. He hit Cyril on the head with a spoon. He put his hands in his bread and milk and made a terrible mess. He sang loudly, he banged his little feet on the table, and he knocked over a cup. Finally, Baby pushed over the goldfish bowl. It rolled across the table. Water and goldfish poured out and splashed onto the floor. Martha mopped up the water, picked up the fish, and put them back in the bowl. Then she took Baby upstairs to change his clothes. At last, the children could talk.
"Our first wish was silly," Cyril said. "As for our second wish, money would be more useful than gold. Let's wish for £50 today."
They set off for the sandpit, but Martha ran after them.
"Don't forget Baby," she said.
She put him into Anthea's arms.
"Do we have to take him with us?" asked Robert. "He's so naughty. We don't want him."
"Of course you want him, the dear little thing," replied Martha. "Anyone would want him."
Baby sat on Cyril's shoulders all the way to the sandpit. The others talked about what they would do with the £50. But when they arrived, Anthea said,
"We didn't mark the place where the sand fairy lives. We don't know where to dig."
They started to look for the sand fairy. They dug here and they dug there, but they couldn't find him. After a while, they stopped to rest. Baby was still being naughty. He snatched a handful of sand and threw it in Anthea's face. Then he stuck his head in the sand and waved his fat little legs in the air. Of course, he got sand in his eyes, which made him cry. Robert used a bottle of lemonade to wash Baby's face.
"Martha was wrong," he grumbled. "It's not true that anyone would want him. Even Martha doesn't want him, not really. That's why she gave in to us. I wish people would want him. Then we might get some peace."
There was silence. Then they heard,
"Good morning. Well, that was an easy one. Everyone wants Baby now."
There was the sand fairy, sitting next to them.
"Robert didn't mean it," said Jane. "Please, can we wish for something else?"
"No, you can't," replied the sand fairy. "You must be very careful about what you wish for."
Baby tried to grab the sand fairy, but he disappeared into the sand. The children marked the place with a circle of stones.
"Now we'll know where to find him tomorrow," said Robert.
On the way home, they met a horse and carriage. The lady inside the carriage was very grand. Her dress was made of white lace with red ribbons. On her knee sat a little white dog with a red ribbon round his neck. When the lady saw Baby, she smiled and called out,
"What a dear little baby! Will you give him to me? I'll look after him very well. I'm Lady Chittenden. He will have the best of everything."
"You can't have him," cried Anthea. "He's ours."
"May I hold him then, just for a minute?"
Lady Chittenden stepped down from her carriage. She wore red shoes with high heels and shiny red buckles. Cyril put Baby into her arms. Suddenly, Lady Chittenden jumped into the carriage and slammed the door.
"Drive on!"
she called to the coachman, and the carriage clattered away. The children looked at each other. Then they ran as fast as they could after the carriage. The little white dog was barking and Baby was crying, but he stopped crying very soon and the children knew he was asleep. The carriage stopped at the gates of a grand house, and the children hid behind a hedge. Lady Chittenden stepped out of the carriage and smiled down at Baby. He was asleep on the seat.
"I'm going to pick some flowers," Lady Chittenden said to the coachman. "I won't wake him, the dear little thing."
Lady Chittenden went to pick some flowers.
"What a fine baby," said the coachman to the footman. "I wish he was mine. I think I'll hide him in the hedge and tell Lady Chittenden that his brothers and sisters have taken him. Then I'll come back for him later." "Oh, no, said the footman. I want that baby. You've got 6 children already.
They were so busy quarrelling that they forgot about baby. Cyril crept up to the carriage and opened the door. He lifted baby out and carried him behind the hedge. Soon the 5 children were on their way home. But lots of other people saw baby and wanted him too. A boy who was collecting firewood stared at baby and wanted to hold him. A little girl followed them for a while, calling, "Baby! Baby!" A man stopped to tickle baby's cheek.
I'm glad it's nearly sunset, said Cyril. Isn't it strange? Every day we can't wait for our wish to end. It should be the other way round.
At last the sun set, and they went on their way without any more interruptions. They were late for dinner, of course, and Martha was cross, but at least baby was safe.
You see, said Robert, as they all kissed baby goodnight, we did want him after all.